This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is a terrific idea, although here's where I say don't wait to the last 3 minutes of the program, please, to call. You can hear. If you call earlier, you get a lot more time. Although, for the last couple of days, we've done something pretty unusual, which is the people who've called early have had very complicated issues. So but they've also gotten a lot of time because I had the time to give them. So that's just, you know, I'm not really admonishing you. I'm not scolding you. I'm just telling you. So, you know, we used to, when I complain about technology, we're talking about, you know, being spied upon or somebody hacking. My technology, as many of you know, this is the day of the week where I do a segment on Doug's Good Day America. And two things about that. First of all, I should share this with you, Trevor, that they had looked at the posting of at Facebook, and they'd used one of our questions to ask me about, which I thought was pretty cool.
Cool.
One talk show host looking at another. There you go. So they call me early. They usually wake me up. And I connect with them with the same system that I use the system here, which is really nice because it's much clearer than a phone line. Well, it's on my computer, which means that I have to use my keypad. I have a wireless keypad. Batteries were gone in it. So I go, and this is, basically from the time they call me to the time I'm on, it should be about 5 minutes. If everything was running fine, it would probably be 10 minutes. But on days where things aren't running very well, it's like 3.5. So I go tearing into the kitchen and take it apart, put some new batteries in. Batteries aren't working. So then I'm thinking I put them in backwards. And I just awakened. I mean, I'm a little foggy. I can't get the stupid thing because the batteries are not working. So I called down to the front desk and said, send batteries now. But the guy downstairs was saying, I said, look, I'm really sorry, I'll replace them later in the day. But he said, yeah, I've got a wireless mouse. And I said, I did too, until I ran into the problem all the time. So I went, and it took me forever to find a mouse that you actually plug into your computer. But batteries are a pain in the neck. Somebody at some point is going to invent something that doesn't need batteries. And the Tesla, right? It's going the other direction. They're now saying we're going to have batteries to run your car. And they're now saying that because the Tesla is sort of entering into the automotive field, that they're going to talk about house batteries as well. House batteries to not only charge your car, but to charge your all the stuff in your house. Mm-hmm. I actually went online last week to get a battery tester, which are hard to find these days, too. They used to have them at Radio Shack. Of course, they used to be Radio Shack as well. But even when there was Radio Shack, they stopped doing those. But you can test and see if your battery's working. Because, like, my keyboard requires 3 batteries. So, I mean, you don't know if any of them working. So you just throw them all 3 away, I guess, and start over. Today was not my favorite day. I had a dilemma. And Trevor just wrote up, Trevor does, when you call 855-99-37569, you get Trevor, who says, what's your question for Dr. Brown? And we have the system, it's called a stack. And he can write in Minneapolis on who the caller is and what they're, and it shows up on my computer, when I can get to my computer, which by the time I did my program, I could do it. I can't do my program on the phone. Actually, I suppose I could if we had to. I don't even want to think about that. It makes my stomach hurt. All right. So, Trevor said, see, I couldn't spell dilemma. And I said, yeah, it doesn't look right. He was right. Dilemma has 2 M's in it. I was going to put an N somewhere in it. So were you, right, Trevor? But you actually had it right.
I think I went back and forth a couple of times if you were watching.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I thought, well, he'll get it sooner or later. But I'm not a very good speller. As I told you, that somebody once asked me, where do you divide mountain? And I said, at the pass. I'm not a good speller. I can write okay. I can and think goes first. Although spell check is my enemy because it doesn't. It will change sometimes without my asking it to, from a sentence that makes sense to either a sentence that doesn't make any sense or makes the opposite point of what I was trying to make. I sent somebody an email yesterday, or a text yesterday from my phone that said, "We will not do that," and it said, "We will do that."
Yeah, that's the exact opposite intention, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it was really helpful. All right, one more question, which is, you know, we were talking about the tragedy on Amtrak, and there's also a story today where they're trying to figure out exactly what happened. It was clear that the train was speeding. It was going double the amount of the rate it should have been. It was going 107 miles an hour in a 50-mile turn, but apparently the maximum speed on Amtrak is supposed to be 80. So that's 25% higher, almost 30% higher than what it should have been traveling anyway.
Wow.
All right. So, and apparently there, the Congress is looking at actually cutting Amtrak's budget even more. And so here's, you know, we're talking about computers and drones. They're now talking about unmanned drones, not to run the trains, or at least not at this moment. But they're having, they're trying to get permission from the FAA to inspect some of the 32,000 miles of tracks in the Amtrak network. A freight train currently sends humans out to do safety inspections, but it's apparently a dangerous and difficult job, with employees sometimes clambering over slippery objects to reach their site or working in risky high traffic areas or not hearing the trains coming. They argue that drones could be safer for track workers and in some cases more effective than using fixed-wing aircraft, which can't fly as close to the bridges and tunnels as may need an inspection. So they're gearing up to use drones in what's called beyond line of sight operations, in which a ground-based operator is allowed to fly the unmanned vehicle without keeping the device in their visual range. Their current proposal for drones requires operators to be able to see the drones at all time. I don't know. The idea of having a drone that you don't see under, that you actually can't see, I don't know. That makes me a little nervous. It's not because I'm afraid of the drone taking over. I'm afraid of the drone crashing, or I don't know. It just makes me a little nervous. They're talking about three types of drone: the AirRobot AR-180, the AR-200, and the 3D robotic Spectre Industrial Multi-Rotal Aerial Vehicle.
That's a mouthful.
Which is called SIPRA. I just made that up. I mean, that's what it actually would be.
Right.
I guess we could call it SPIMRA, which, because if we put the Spectra as, apparently it's German. They're exploring additional ways in which it can improve safety for employees, customers, and the public. Drones will enhance safety in railroad operations. Well, I think railroad safety is going to be a big deal for the next couple of weeks, and should be. Mm-hmm. So drones, you know, the spooky story that we had yesterday was that the headline was much spookier than the actual story, which is that drones could sort of make up their own mind about things. But it turns out, if you really look at, which I think is kind of creepy, but the idea being that if you read the article, which we did, is basically what they could do is the same story that we did today, which is that they could go from high concentration to low concentration. They're not really making decisions in the way that we're thinking about making decisions. But essentially, it's just fancy radar that they can understand that there's a bump here, so don't go there. But it's not kind of reasoning in any way that you and I would view as reasoning. But it does give one pause with all the notions about singularity and giving human intelligence that can then sort of take over the system, which is one of the reasons, I don't know, the idea of drones that you don't see. There's a part of me, I'm dying to go and get, I went to Radio Shack when there was a Radio Shack, and they had, I think it was either $99 or $199 kind of thing. And the guy said, don't buy it. It's a piece of junk. But the idea of having a little drone to be able to kind of buzz people, I don't know, that's kind of appealing. Maybe I shouldn't have one. Yeah, I'm one of those kind of people who used to drop water balloons on people, too, from balconies. So maybe it's not a good idea. It's like why I don't own a car. I always felt like I could probably afford the car, but not the tickets. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so for right now, no drone for Joy. And here's another story about Big Brother, I guess, which is a woman was fired after disabling her GPS on her work phone. I remember being at a conference years ago and someone saying, you know, they're in the future, your boss will, you know, you'll know where your boss is. And I raised my hand and said, if you know where your boss is going to know where you are. So, dun, dun, dun. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3756-9. All right, so we don't get too far behind in emails. Trev, how about an email?
Okay, let's see here. We have an email from John. Okay, here's what John says. I work as a phone counselor at a national crisis center that has been in business over 40 years and has centers spread to other countries.
What about to other countries?
The phone center is spread to other countries.
Okay.
I have many years of experience. What I do is very similar to what you do on your radio program, though we don't have a limit of how much time we can spend on the phone with callers because a lot of callers are desperate to suicidal. I talk to a lot of callers that are actually sad, as you have often also noted, but have been diagnosed depressed and prescribed a lot of antidepressant medication that just seems to make them tired, etc. I would never advise callers on the medications they've been prescribed, though I might suggest reevaluation or second opinion. I think that because they've been misdiagnosed, depressed, and put on medication, it gives them permission to remain sad and not have to deal with the events that made them sad, even if they are seeing a psychologist that has been treating them for some kind of depression for months. What do you think?
Okay, well, there are a bunch of questions inherent in this, so good for you for doing this kind of work. I think it is obviously important work, and good for you. You're absolutely right. There is a difference between sadness and depression, and the sadness, you know, the sort of my thumbnail way of sketching it is that with sadness you feel that you have a problem. With depression you feel you are the problem. No matter what I do, it doesn't get any better. The world would be better off without me. The seven symptoms of which I'm sure you're aware of depression, which are somatic symptoms as opposed to, and there's a little bit of an overlap, that you're either sleeping a whole lot or not sleeping at all, or that the kind of you're very tired during the day, you go to sleep easily, but then 4 o'clock in the morning, where are my blues? It's certainly a symptom of depression. Either eating too much or eating not enough, that there's not that kind of disciplined eating. There's not discipline in general. Sense of lethargy, sense that things that used to make you happy don't, a difficulty concentrating, no interest in sex, or an over interest in sex. So the idea being that suicidal ideation, emotional lability, especially, you know, crying for things all of a sudden, so that there are really some very specific kinds of warning signs. And the idea is that most of us at some point have had a couple of those. The question is how many and for how long and how often. And presumably, if you're on a suicide hotline, you've had some training about these. And so when people call up and they seem to you sad, first of all, if you're on antidepressants, two things. Antidepressants take a while to kick in. It's not as bad as it used to be. It used to be like 6 to 8 weeks. And now it's not that much, but it can be more than, the problem is that the side effects will kick in almost immediately, which is being drowsy, dry mouth, especially if you wear contact lenses, itchy eyes. I mean, so you may get the side effects before you get any benefit. But if somebody's been on antidepressants for a while and is still feeling what they would call depressed, then they need to talk with their therapist about it, because there's no point in taking medication that's not working, because you'll get the side effects. You'll get the problems. And if you're not getting any benefit, either you're on the wrong medication because it's the wrong diagnosis, or you need a different kind of medication, or you need a combination of medication. So if you're on medication and have been for a while being a couple of months, and you're not getting any relief from symptoms, dun, 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 go back to your therapist. Now, as you also know, that the argument between psychology and psychiatry has been going on for as long as there has been, basically since Freud, to be quite honest, the difference between talk therapy and medication. And the psychiatric community has always said, look, you can't talk to somebody when their brain is jumbled. I mean, it makes no sense. You know, it's like hitting with a 2x4. It makes no sense. The psychologists have said, you don't treat the brain like chicken soup. You don't just sort of experiment with adding stuff and seeing what works. People get into trouble because there's been some history of imbalance or getting in trouble, and what we now know is both are a little right and both are a little wrong, and the combination of medication, talk therapy, and exercise, I think exercise is just bodies are meant to move, and the less you move, the more you tend to focus on on self in a non-productive way, number one. And number two, that the bodies were really meant to be in motion. And it's kind of like your car. If you take your car and put it up on blocks for a while, or you just, let's say you don't put it on blocks, you just take your car and don't run it for a while, the tires go flat, the oil gets too viscous. I mean, that inactivity for things that are supposed to move doesn't work. And if it doesn't work on a machine, it ain't going to work on you either. So the combination of talking, antidepressants, and medication works much better than either separately. So, and you can certainly point that out to people without suggesting that whomever their therapist is a nincompoop or has missed the diagnosis. If they're still getting the symptoms and they're on medication and they're in therapy, somebody's missed it. I mean, there's something going wrong there. And your point being, if somebody's on antidepressants and they're still not running their lives, one of the things that I point out, and you hear me doing all the time on the air, is that antidepressants don't mean, being on antidepressant doesn't mean that you're never going to feel sad again. We're not trying to make you a robot or a Stepford wife. You're jonesing for chocolate ice cream and you go to the freezer and the chocolate ice cream, the Haagen-Dazs is empty. Some yahoo has put it back in empty. And all the stores that sell Haagen-Dazs are closed. You may feel sad, even if you're on antidepressants. So there are things that make people sad independent of... Depression is not sadness, and sadness is not depression. So antidepressants don't stop you from hopefully having normal reactions. What it does is kind of reboot the system so that you, in fact, can feel happiness that's legitimate, sadness that's legitimate. But the point about antidepressants is that the working assumption is that there is a chemical imbalance that doesn't allow you to have normal emotions. But being on antidepressants, you don't want it to wipe out normal emotions. What you want it to be able to do is allow normal emotions, and normal emotions are sadness, happiness, anger, frustration, all the rest of the things that human beings feel. So you can presumably go through, I've been doing this long enough, I don't actually need a checklist, although I suspect every once in a while I'm probably going to forget something and some caller will say, well, you didn't mention this. But especially if you're starting out in this, maybe having a checklist of the difference between sadness and depression, the 7 somatic symptoms of depression, the side effects, and you don't need to be a physician's desk reference. You don't need to be a PDR about going through all the side effects. You can just say that every medication, including aspirin, has vitamins, have side effects. The question is, are you getting the benefit of what the prescription is for? And if you're not, talk with your therapist about it. All right, if you have any other questions, it's a very good question. If I haven't answered some of the things you need, just call me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Absolutely. We've got about 24, 25 minutes left with one another, 855-99-DR-JOY. There's a story in the paper today that's a bit alarming. Let me just give you sort of a little bit of background here, which I went to an event for the food bank last night and had gone to one for City Harvest the night before. I know it's that time of year. And we were talking about the fact that, you know, that they were very curious and pleased that we had done the SNAP challenge, eating on $42 a week per person, and how people would respond to it, and colors and whatever. And they said, did you have a hard time on it? And I said, well, it was very time consuming. And that I, as I mentioned, I spent three times longer in the grocery store than I usually do. And I'm a careful shopper. But the idea being that I could not go over $42. And as I said, the clerk had clearly dealt with other people like me before, which is a little surprising. So maybe, I don't know if she dealt with it in my neighborhood or just dealt with it in her life. She said, well, put the stuff you want most first. Which is, of course, a very good way of running your life as well as your shopping cart. And they said, were you hungry? And I said, no, the thing that I missed the most during that week was sweets, because I knew I couldn't afford them on $42. And if you're eating healthy in general, and then you could afford, you know, an occasional handful of, you know, chocolate morsels or something. But if you're really struggling to make sure that your food is balanced and healthy and you're on a very limited budget, sweets were just not one of the possibilities. So then the talk turned to our friend Gwyneth, and they said, how did you start it? And I said, well, there were really two separate triggers. One was the story about Kansas enacting a law that say that you couldn't buy steak or lobster on food stamps, and the other was, I think it was Missouri, but I don't remember, of saying all the things that you couldn't use food stamps for, a lot of which on the list you couldn't use food stamps for anyway, but it's an EBT card now, so it's a little bit different. So they said, were you hungry? And I said, no, I had a couple of indulgences because, you know, as I said, you can eat for $42 a week pretty easily if you're eating Cheerios three times a day, or if you're eating soup three times a day. And all of us, you know, when we were starving graduate students, did stuff like that. But the idea was to make this a somewhat realistic menu that was somewhat healthy, it was not boring, and was something that you could do for more than a week. Because for a week, you could do anything, right? But that was not the awareness point. And then we started talking about Gwyneth and her original thing of being criticized, which I thought was really unfair. But then she quit. Four days into it, and they said it is really hard to get nutritious, filling food on this amount of money. And a light bulb went on over my head, because I wasn't, you know, I really wasn't hungry. It was sort of challenging and time consuming, but not particularly difficult, to be quite honest, for me, because I don't eat a whole lot, and I don't tend to eat much meat anyway. And I was just trying to be a little bit ingenious about it, and I couldn't eat out. That was the other thing, because I'm used to, you know, when I'm out, I'll grab a slice or something like that. And I couldn't do that unless it fit into the budget. And what had occurred to me is that my guess was that Gwyneth didn't have any carbs at all in her diet. And it's pretty hard to not have carbs. Because, you know, for those of us who are healthy, that we don't need a whole lot of carbs because we're eating things like, you know, fruits and vegetables and salad and stuff that's good for you, but not as filling. There's probably nothing as filling as, you know, a slice of bread with mayonnaise on it or something. It's just not very good for you. It's filling. And we're also talking about the fact that, and this was something I was not aware of, that because people have gotten more sophisticated, they were talking with somebody from McDonald's who was doing this whole new thing. Because one of the things we've been talking about on the program is if you could get fast food that was fast and nutritious, because you can get a Happy Meal for the same price as a head of broccoli. And your kids are much more likely to eat the Happy Meal than the broccoli, but a Happy Meal isn't very good for you. But it is filling. And so the two things occurred to me. First of all, that Gwyneth was staying very far away from any kind of carbs. So she was hungry. But if you're willing to eat a little bit of carbs, then it's not very difficult. As I said, the real kind of compromise in my doing this was eating something that had a lot of salt in it. And I'm very careful about salt. But I didn't have time to make homemade chili. And I didn't want to, you know, making a vat of chili and then I suppose I could have frozen it. But it seemed counterproductive to what I was trying to do. So the can of chili I bought, which I ate with baked potatoes and yogurt on it and some cheese and stuff like that. So it was really pretty yummy. But it had a lot of salt in it. And that if you're willing, that she obviously decided she wasn't going to eat anything, she wouldn't eat any carbs. And it is really hard to get filled up. So that was number one, and she just wasn't going to mess with her body for a demonstration. because I was trying to figure out how she felt so deprived. But the second thing, which I didn't know about, is because people are becoming more sophisticated about carbs, that when people go to McDonald's, which is really trying to do a healthier kind of meal, that they'll actually look at the calories. Instead of doing what I do, which is trying to figure out on a restaurant menu the thing with the least calories, they will figure out the most calories for the money, feeling that the most calories for the money means they're getting the most bangs for their bucks. They're getting the most filling food. The problem is if the calories are not the good kind of calories. They're not calories because you're getting protein. They're calories because there's either sugar, fat, or salt. Hence, obesity in America. So it occurred to me that that was really the issue. Is it the issue is not that we're not aware. The issue is that if you look strictly at calories and trying to get, again, the most caloric intake for your money, you're going to make wrong choices. And I think that's part of what people don't really understand and why America is having this obesity. It's not that people don't know how to eat. It's that they're using a single criteria, which, believe it or not, the school lunch program's done the same thing, that they look at total number of calories, where you get your calories and how you get your calories, which is why ketchup is considered a vegetable on the school lunch programs. And of course, if you're trying to get your a number, if we say that a growing kid needs, I don't know what it is, 1500 calories or something a day, and you figure I will stay away from a soda because of the 180 calories, they'll put a soda in there because of 180 calories. So part of it is we have to educate people beyond calories, because that's why I think people are obese. I will now refer to it as the Gwyneth Paltrow issue, or maybe just the Gwyneth issue, or maybe just the GP issue, so she doesn't sue me. All right, this is a story that falls directly in line with this, which is one of those do-do-do-do. Yesterday, I think, was Twilight Zone Day, but nevertheless. They did a new study that asked parents of overweight children to say whether children look too heavy, too light, or just right. And it turns out 95% of kids who are overweight, which is usually at least 20% over what the ideal weight is, view their kids as just right. So they don't see this being a problem. They did the study, as far as I know, didn't ask whether the parents were overweight or not, because obviously that's going to make a difference. When they compared the results with a survey taken two decades earlier, they realized the chance of a child being appropriately perceived by the parents declined by 30%, which means parents 20 years ago, or even 10 years ago, were much more likely to say, my kid's got a weight problem. African-American and low-income parents had the most inaccurate perceptions. And again, it gets into that whole issue of how you get your calories. We have changed our perceptions of what our weight ideals are, even among kids 2 to 5, who are the subject of where they studied. And most parents could no longer tell what a healthy weight looks like, and their doctors aren't helping them to understand. And again, since parents are going to make most of the decisions, especially about young kids and what they eat, these aren't school-age kids yet. It's a disaster. If every other child is obese or overweight, you would think your child is normal. Nearly 80% of parents of obese kids believe them to be just right. But that was another study. But the point being that that's a huge, huge percentage. They used a national sample of children and parents, and so they had samples of more than 3,000 kids. People were asked what they call the Goldilocks question: do you consider your child to be overweight, underweight, or just about the right weight, or don't know? And they compare the responses with the kids' data on childhood growth curves. More overweight children in the population today, the chance of a child being seen correctly has declined sharply, which means that things are going to get worse and worse as opposed to better and better. All right, it's something to be aware of, that we need to educate parents as well as kids, and also understand that I would call this the beyond calorie way of looking at life. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, this story I think falls into the times they are a change in grab bag of questions. All right, a year ago, the EU ruled that people had the right to be forgotten online. And as such, they ordered Google to remove links when people ask it to. And it is exactly the appropriate thing. If you ever tried to deal with Google, it is impossible. There is nobody, there's no there. We, I had a Facebook page which I guess is not Google, is it, where someone hacked it. And so I had to set up another Facebook page, and I wanted to take the other one down and refer. There's nobody to talk to. It's just, it's a mess. But there is actually a process now that you have to let someone decide that you deserve to have their requests granted, right? I mean, you hear, technology is not without certain speed bumps. They had a data privacy conference in Berlin, no less. Google's Global Privacy Council, no less, Peter Fleischer, explained how the decision-making process over the right to be forgotten. It's not the right to die, it's the right to be forgotten request plays out at Google. It's a multi-stage process, like duh. All right, first of all, you have to submit in line via a REB form and send directly to a large team of lawyers, paralegals, and engineers in Google's Dublin office who decide what they call the easy cases, like, okay, the shoplifting, right? The little this or that, they're just taken straight down. Then if that doesn't fall into that category, I don't know who determines whether it's a simple one, they go to a more senior team with local employees turning up to a conference room and international team members appearing via Hangouts. If the problems are really naughty, outside experts, that's K-N-O-T-T-Y, and probably N-A-U-G-H-T-Y as well. After a discussion of the intricacies of the case, there's a vote. All right, here's an example of a tough case. A German national was convicted in the United States of a sex crime. See, I hadn't even read it and I knew about naughty. That occurred when he was 16. The victim was 2 years younger than he was. In the U.S., his name was published. Under German law, his name wouldn't have been published because he was a minor. So Fleischer claimed that during the conference, the team find a large majority in favor of one decision or the other. But there are some cases where we're split. Sounds like the Supreme Court. A year into the process, there have been... Are you ready for this? Guess how many requests they've had, Trev?
How many? 100?
Request 250,000.
Whoa. Whoa.
Think about 250,000 requests relating to 92,000 links.
Incredible.
I know. So far, 35% have been removed, 50% left as they are, 15% are undecided. So Google's got a lot more work to do, but apparently they're taking it very seriously. And that's just in the UK. I mean, a quarter of a million related to 92,000 links, 35% removed. You know what this means is don't behave badly, because the likelihood of getting it taken off taken off Google is not very high. I mean, in the process, and it's taken a year, and half of them they denied it anyway. Okay, more sort of sobering news. I know we usually do only good news around here, and well, I guess the good news is that first of all, there is a process, and people are taking it seriously. So that's the good news. The bad news is it's cumbersome. The good news is there's more. You know, I'm convinced that AT&T wiped out adultery as we know it, because the combination of sending bills out every month and caller ID meant that, you know, I mean, obviously I'm being a little facetious, but the idea being the technology is making it more and more important to behave. Right? If your GPS can tell somebody where you are, if your Facebook account is forever, I mean, although trying to convince teenagers that whatever they do now is going to reflect on them later has always been spitting in the wind, right? I mean, think about what your parents said. You'll regret this. And now you will regret it endlessly because it will be on online. A quarter of a century ago, barely half the children of primary school age in Africa were enrolled in school. By 2012, it was almost 80%. In South Asia, primary school enrollment jumped to 94% from 75% over the same period. That's great. I mean, look, in a worldwide economy, that the more people that are educated, the safer, the more stable the whole world is. Policymakers around the world have come to understand the importance of learning for every aspect of human development. So there we go. It's part of the United Nations core Millennium Development Goals, which mobilized large amounts of aid in the first decade of the century for poor countries to expand access. And think about that. That's amazing. it turns out that much of the world hasn't actually done terribly well, that people are in school, but there's not the minimum standard of education. It's a little trickier. We've made substantial progress around the globe in sending people to school, but a large number of people who have gone to school really haven't learned anything. So we're saying, all right, that everybody has to do better. So it's a good thing. At least, first of all, you've got more people in school, which is good. I mean, one of the issues has always been that females are not sent to school because that's one of the issues about water, believe it or not, is when the town or the village doesn't have water, the girls are traditionally sent to get the water, so they're not in school. So bringing water to a village means that the girls can go to school. So they're doing it in stages. The next targets are expected to be formally adopted by the UN this year. So they're getting a curriculum ready. The idea is that an educated population is the only way to have the world, what they call shared prosperity, right? So they're saying aiming resources at expanding access is not helpful without understanding of what a quality education really means. But, I mean, they've taken the first step. They've got the kids in school. I mean, how are you going to assess what people are learning if they're not in any kind of school? So, you know, I view that as kind of frustrating but positive. So, 855-993-7569. Susan, we don't have much time. What can I help you with?
I was just wanted to comment on, you were talking about depression.
Mm-hmm.
And I was diagnosed with major depression and anxiety disorder. So I took all kinds of antidepressants.
How long ago was this?
I was depressed, but then since 1990, okay?
Well, that's 25 years.
Yeah, but I was doing my thing, and you know, I just wasn't a happy camper. However,
right. Susie, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold for just a second, and we'll get back to you, and we'll figure out when I can finish this call with you, all right? 855-993-7569. Hang on for me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.